Dr. Howard, is there any clinic note on Thomas Sims, CIMMS? It looks like 11504. Patient seen with history of a runny nose. Slurred throat and cough for the past 1 or 2 days. Current medications, none. Past medical history, none. Surgical history, none. Present illness per my evaluation, sore throat. Congestion. For past few days, review of symptoms, including constitutional CVS, lymph, GI, GU, eyes, musculoskeletal, skin, neurological, and psychiatric, all non-contributory, past history, uneventful, social and family history, negative as before. Examination, head, eyes, ears, nose, throat. Slight inflammation of pharynx, neck supple without masses, lungs clear to auscultation with scattered bronchi, abdomen soft with organomegaly or tinnitus, cardiovascular system, regular rhythm without murmurs or gallops, skin without cyanosis, edema, or clubbing, a rash, extremities without tenderness or restricted range of motion, neuropsychiatric, orientated times 4, cranial nerves 2 to 10 intact, no motor sensory deficit noted, mood in effect within normal limits. Flu and COVID testing screens obtained. Would you please delete the last sentence or two? Patient had strep testing, which was negative. Final diagnosis, upper respiratory infection, viral. Dr. DeHalbert, detained clinic. Note on Linda, LYNDA, E-STEP, birthday 12/5/74, seen on 2nd February. Patient presented to clinic with morning A1C, with a history of insulin-dependent diabetes on insulin pump. Being followed by endocrinologists in Kingwood, states that she's been hypoglycemic for the past 3 mornings with blood sugars of 50, 2 by husband and today by EMS. Being offered pump for the past few days using Lantus insulin, 10 units at 10 a.m. and 15 units in the evening, as well as sliding scale regular insulin. Examination in the clinic revealed moderate distress with urine showing greater than 1,000 units of sugar, with protein 100 and 40 micrograms of ketones compatible with early ketoacidosis. Patient has history of admission to Benton Hospital with ketoacidosis a few months ago. Has been following endocrinologist, but with apparently poor compliance. States that she's been in contact with his office, was told to come here and get some testing and the fax results to his office. After some evaluation, blood sugar in office was 232. Blood work was drawn, including laboratory profile, including glycohemoglobin, as requested by endocrinologist. Patients was discussed with her and husband, trying to indicate the importance of being compliant with the endocrinologist and proper management of insulin pump. Patient is now discharged to follow up with endocrinologists for further evaluation and monitoring of insulin pump. Final diagnosis, insulin-dependent diabetes, brittle on insulin pump with questionable compliance. Thank you, Dr. Halbert.